So, let's deal with the last issue before we go into question time, and that is, do we need medication for these home alone hounds? And the answer is, for the severe ones, often yes. Sometimes you just can't solve them unless you get those neurotransmitters in the head back into order again, just like diabetic people need insulin. We have these anxieties which are exogenous, and medications for these anxieties can certainly very much speed the cure for these dogs. So the anxiety caused by outside events like me taking Brett up to the Q1 building. And for those learnt ones, sometimes you may be able to win those by teaching and learning and environmental enrichment alone, but sometimes it's a long, drawn-out system, and sometimes you find it's a lot quicker to put medication in there to get these animals calm, meaning that within 2 to 4 months often, you can remove the animal from medication and it's healed. And that's a very common theme for anxieties caused by outside events, the exogenous ones. For endogenous anxieties, the ones created within the animal's body because they have an anxious personality and don't have heads that are normal with regards to their neurotransmitters, they're often the only cure. As we've said before, these animals need their neurotransmitters stabilised. So, what are these medications for home alone hounds? The first group is the ones we call the when you need it medications. And these are used on an occasional basis. The next group are the daily medications. We sometimes use performance anxiety medications, and in here we could also put homeopathic preparations as well, which can sometimes be useful. Let's look at all of these. The when you need it medications. Now, sometimes these are useful for the early treatment of an anxiety. And what we mean by when you need it medications, if you, for instance, had a separation anxiety, panic disorder, or noise fear on a Saturday evening when you went out for a romantic dinner, then that's a definite provable event where you can say, yes, my dog will be really silly when I go out on Saturday, but because I'm a retired person living at home all the time, I'm with the dog at all other times, so it's not an issue. So for those occasional events, every now and then, a Saturday evening medication could be quite useful. So that's what we call a when you need it one. So they're sometimes used in the early treatment of these anxieties. These when you need it ones are sometimes also used for the early treatment of a separation anxiety when we're waiting for a daily one to work, because the daily medications can take sometimes 1 to 4 weeks to have their proper effect. By the way, you might notice here that I'm not actually mentioning the names of medications. The reason for that is a little bit unethical for me to do that, because you're not veterinarians. I know there are veterinarians in the audience. If it was a veterinary group, I'd be talking names and drug dose rates and things. But ethically speaking, because these are prescription medications, I don't want you going off trying medications you might have sitting at home without proper advice. So if you want to use medications, you do have to see your own veterinarian for that. Or if you need to consult with me, I can certainly help you. So with these daily medications, it's really important that we test them, because the daily medications as a group are incredibly variable with their response. The general group we use, and I can mention the group name without mentioning specific medications, and the veterinarians would know this group, we call them the benzodiazepines. Now, we test this medication because this group of medications are incredibly variable. Their duration of action is important. In other words, how long will it last for? Sometimes it lasts for an hour, sometimes 24 hours. The individual variation is quite problematic. When they work well. The side effects need to be determined. Sometimes there are no side effects at all. Sometimes the side effects of this group preclude their use long term. Phase two is once we've worked out if the side effects are tolerable and the duration that the medication works for and how long it takes to kick in, then we use the medication, for instance, until a daily medication takes over, particularly if the anxiety your dog has got is a 5-day-a-week one rather than just an occasional one. And these when you need it medications can be useful for those occasional anxieties which I defined earlier as the ones that occur maybe once or twice a week. You might get the impression from what I'm saying that I'm not really fond of this group of medications. I'm not, because they can fail miserably, but when they work well. Just in the last week, I've done a recheck on 2 separate dogs. Both of them were panic disorder, anxiety type dogs. One of them has been on one of this medication for the last 7 years. It's the only medication that works for this dog and is doing really well. And the other one has been on it for 5 years, and that dog is also doing very well as well. One of the dogs is on 5-day-a-week medication. The other one is on occasional use, but it would be 4 times the normal dose that I would expect for a dog of that size. So So you can see that these things are not mathematically reliable. You've really got to titrate them to work out what's happening. The group of medications which I find better are the daily medications. And these medications are used when anxieties occur regularly. Your typical separation anxiety, the 7 a.m., 7 p.m. home alone dog, which is howling, moaning and groaning. The next door neighbours are yelling, screaming. The council's knock, knock, knocking on the door. And you're distressed while you're at work because your dog's distressed while you're at home. This is where the daily medications work quite well. There are several of them, and one of them particularly is my favourite. They're commonly used for separation anxiety disorders. They're commonly used for these panic disorders. And they're needed for unpredictable fears like noises. Now, with some noise fear dogs, we use these for the summer period, starting an exhibition Wednesday, which in Queensland here is a marker of storms are about to come, along with the fireworks of exhibition, and all the way through to around about February when the storm season hits. Of course, we do get storms at other times, but that's usually the time when these unpredictable noise fears are at their worst. So we give the animal a break if we can over the winter period. These daily medications can be cautiously combined with a when you need it medication for added effect. And for the bad dogs, sometimes you've got to creatively use both at the same time to drive this anxiety as far down as you possibly can. Still talking about medications for home alone hounds, we're going on to the third group. There are these performance anxiety medications that can be used. In humans, these medications are used for stage fright and for performances. If you're a performer like a violinist and you have this feeling of dread when you're going onto the stage saying, geez, I can't face the audience today, I just can't do it, I just can't do it, or public speaking is the other one, then a psychiatrist may give you something to get rid of those what we call the autonomic signs of the anxiety, you know, the gut-wrenching nausea and the palpitations and the sweating. There are a couple of medications in this group, but in dogs, simply put, I found them particularly ineffective. I don't know that I've ever seen them to work, to be quite honest, and I think other behaviourists will probably have the same effect. Which takes us on to the homeopathics. In my world, admittedly I deal with the worst cases, I find they're usually not strong enough for high-level fears, and a lot of dogs come to me because the owners have tried this and they haven't worked. But having said that, there are other people who don't come to see me where they have worked, obviously, so I'm looking at the wrong side of the population. But there is a preparation called Calm Water, which is a bottled water for dogs which has flower essences in it. There is a preparation called Anxiety Drops, which is homeopathic, which has a good following. And there are various other medications, homeopathics, which can be used to lower the level of anxieties. So this issue of medications is really very, very important. I know I dealt with it briefly, but the main summary of medications is they have to be prescribed by a vet. You just can't do it on your own. The vet really needs to be aware of what they're doing, but if they are needed, you can be rest assured that the new medications we have are almost side effect free, and they work quite well. If we need these when you need it medications, they're not absolutely wonderful, but when they do work, they can certainly be life saving, and they're a very creative part of behaviour management science.